Well, more grace to everybody. Thank you for coming on. You that are online and you that are on this prayer line. Sister Joy, because of the place I got the phone position, I just want to make sure they can hear me good. Can you get on the line and tell me if you can hear good? Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Well, okay. Bless the Lord. Well, come on, Sister Joy. Let's go live. Let's beat the devil down for one solid week in the evening. Come on, I'm ready. Hey! Hallelujah. More grace to everybody. Thank you for being on here. And I don't know if you're online yet, but you that are online, we have about 800 to 1,000 people on the phone. But I want to invite all of you to come online, you that are on Facebook, you that are on Twitter. We're coming in here to pray, to call on the name of the Lord. And this is the underground prayer movement. This is something that we've been doing every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks, really for the last couple of months. We started in Mobile, Alabama. The second place we went is to Atlanta. And on Friday, this Friday, we'll be in Chicago, Illinois. That's right. We'll be in Chicago, Illinois at Zoe Life Ministries International. I believe it starts at 10 o'clock. And we're going to be in prayer, calling on the name of the Lord. You can call the church for any directions or any information you need. The address is 3 South Laramie. And I'm telling you, you want to get there because it's going to be people praying. And that's what we're doing. We're not there playing games. We're not there going through the motions. We're there calling on the name of the Lord because it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. Well, I am stirred today and have such a desire to call on the name of the Lord. And as you know, I take prayer very serious. You know, to be very honest with you, I have weathered many storms in my life, not because I'm perfect, not because I've done everything right, not because I've not sometimes been guilty, but the truth of the matter is I have been able to go through the things that I've been able to go through because of my relationship with God and my steady prayer life. And I'm grateful to the Lord that prayer was birthed on the inside of me as a child. I was taught the need for prayer, not so much in the church I got saved in, because they did teach us how to get saved. No one can take away from me my salvation. I know when I got saved. I know the month I got saved. I know the date I got saved. Amen. Then I know when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell you where I was. When God filled me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as the Spirit of God gave utterance. They taught me salvation, and they taught me to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But my prayer life was stirred by a man by the name of Daryl McCoy, Apostle Daryl McCoy there in Jacksonville, Florida at the time. And even though I don't pray the way that they would probably pray, they do a lot of crying out, coming through that David Terrell movement, David Terrell, Brother McCoy, B.K. Hinton, Alfred Hinton, all of those men of prayer. One thing that I was taught is that you got to have a consistent and a steady prayer life. Man of God by the name of Apostle Boyd, he would always say, if I could do it all over again, I would do more praying and less preaching. He had a strong prayer life, a consistent prayer life, a strong dedication before the Lord that kept him, that sustained him. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what people say about you. I don't care how people feel about you. If you get you a prayer life, can't no devil in hell. Oh, my gosh. If you get you a prayer life, can't no devil in hell stop you. Y'all listen to me very well. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. When you got a prayer life, can't no devil in hell stop you. Stay on this faith. And I want to say that praying don't make you perfect, because I've had a strong prayer life and have flaws and bloopers and blunders and mishaps in my life. But as long as you stay in prayer, God will begin to work and strip and take things out of you in his time. Amen. I heard Pastor Dollar say the other day, stop judging people in their process. All of us are being processed. You're not at your place of perfection yet. I'm not at my place of perfection yet. None of us are. We are being worked on. We're being processed. Amen. How about this? We're in the potter's hand. And while we're in that hand, he's molding us. He's making us. He's pulling things out of us. He's perfecting those things that concern us as we give ourselves to prayer and consecration. Well, I am ready to pray, and I need to tell you something. And you that are part of the underground prayer movement, it seems like sometimes I'm extremely redundant, saying the same thing over and over again. But we know by Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's right. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's a joy if you can kind of let me know what my numbers are. I know got the phone and the numbers online. It'd be nice. Thank you. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Is that right? So the more you hear something, the more it becomes real to you. As a matter of fact, most of you have never seen heaven, but you believe in heaven because you keep hearing somebody talk about heaven. Most of you have never seen hell, but you believe in hell because you've heard somebody say it. And let's go a little deeper. Most of you have never been to Australia, but you believe that there's Australia because you heard that there's Australia. You've never seen it. All right? You've never been there, but you've seen it. And because of what you've seen and because of what you watch, you believe what? Over and over again, you believe that there's Australia. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Are you listening to me? Let's get into prayer. But let me teach you something first of all. The first thing I need you to understand is God made man. And when God made man, God gave man dominion over the earth. God is a God of laws and principles. Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, the cattle of the earth. God gave man dominion. You got that? God gave man dominion. Man disobeyed. And when man disobeyed, he ceded the earth to the devil. If you look in Luke chapter 4, that's right, Luke chapter 4, if you look at it, the devil took Jesus up to a high mountain. And when he took Jesus up to that high mountain, look at what the devil said to Jesus. And Jesus did not tell the devil that he was wrong. Look at what he said to him. He said in Luke chapter 4, verse 5, and the devil taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee. Watch this. And the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me and to whomsoever I will give it. So now we know by revelation that the earth was given to Satan. Who gave it to him? Adam did, not God. Adam did. Adam gave the earth to Satan by disobedience. If you look at John chapter 14, look at what the word of God says in John 14:30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and findeth nothing in me. He's talking about the devil. The devil is the prince of this world. And he's not the king of this world, he's the prince of this world. Why is the word prince? Because prince means inherited. And it was inherited from Adam. Adam had dominion. Adam disobeyed, and Satan, a result of Adam's disobedience, Satan inherited the earth. Now he's the prince of this world. Not just there, but let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Give me a minute. I hope I'm helping somebody. And I just want you to understand this so you can understand the power of intercession and the power of prayer. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4, in whom the God of this world, that's right, the God of this world has done what? Blinded the mind, the God of this world. So two scriptures, St. John 14:30, Jesus lets us know that the prince of this world is Satan. Then we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that we're dealing with the God of this world. And the God of this world is the devil. Well, why is that important? Because you need to understand that you're in Satan's territory. And the only way God can superimpose his will on earth is through intercession. We are dealing with another force now. There's a demonic force that we're fighting against. You have been given dominion over the earth, but your daddy Adam seeded it. So if God's going to do anything on earth, he needs a vessel. Is that Ezekiel? Let me see if I can find that. Ezekiel? Come on here, Ezekiel. You in here somewhere. Ezekiel 22. Yeah, Ezekiel 22 and 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge, that should stand in the gap before me for the land, because I don't want to destroy it. Of course, this is old covenant. But I found none. God did not want to bring destruction. God did not want to judge them. But the scripture declares that because he could not find an intercessor, he could not find a prayer warrior, he couldn't find someone to call on the name of the Lord, guess what happened? Destruction came. And I'm telling you right now that God wants to do amazing things. He wants to break the back of the enemy. He wants to deliver your son, deliver your daughter, deliver your mother and father, but it's not going to happen if he can't find somebody else to pray. God is looking for some prayer warriors. He's looking for somebody who's going to call on the name of the Lord and stand in the gap on behalf of your family. That's what he's looking for. Somebody who will stand in the gap on behalf of your family. God, Miles Monroe said it like this, without God, man cannot, and without man, God will not, because God set up a law, and the law is that man have dominion. So if God is going to do anything on earth, he needs a body, and God wants to use your body as a vessel for the miraculous. He wants to use your body as a vessel to intercede, to break the back of the enemy. So, because we understand this, you must understand that when Jesus came, you are now seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Wherever he is, I am. Now, that's very important, because most of us in prayer are begging God. You're going to God, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to turn around for me, Lord. I'm asking you to save my son. I'm asking you to deliver my daughter. You're begging God. And I came to tell you, you don't have to do that. You've been given authority. So look at what Mark 11 says. Let's go there. I'm just breaking some groundwork. It seems simple, but I'm just giving you some groundwork so you can know how to pray. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things that he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. All right? Forgive. Brady, what are you doing? Clap. Clap. Forgive. That's what the scripture declares. He said, when you stand praying, forgive. So get everything out of your heart. Have nothing in your heart, because we're getting ready to go in prayer and break up some things. But you got to get these things out of your heart. Some of you should stop praying. You shouldn't even pray, because you're bitter. You're full of malice. You're full of unforgiveness, or full of unforgiveness. You're justified in your unforgiveness. You don't think you're wrong, and that's okay. But I just want you to know there's not going to be an answer. You're not going to receive anything from the Lord as long as you are filled with unforgiveness. Because he said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against anybody. So right now, before we start praying, lift your voice and say, Father, I forgive anybody I have aught against. Lord, I forgive the living and the dead. Anybody in my heart that I hold anything towards, man, woman, boy, or girl, I forgive them now in Jesus' name. And don't just do it here. Make some phone calls when this is over. And any person in your heart that you could possibly have something in your heart towards, call them. Man, woman, boy, girl, call them. Reach out to them today. This is a prophetic word. Today. Because today is the beginning of a change in your life. Some of you have never prayed with us before. Some of you are partners. Some of you are committed to this prayer line. You've been committed to intercession. And I know good things are about to happen. But there's somebody on here, this is your first time praying with us. And I want to say to you, get in prayer right now and forgive whoever you need to forgive. Call whoever you need to call today. Okay? Some of you hold things towards people. They've never hurt you. They've never done nothing to you. Some of you have unforgiveness in your heart, and the devil makes you justify it. Get this stuff out your heart. Now, the reason I'm taking the time to talk to you about this, you know, someone sent me a message today, and I kind of said to them, I said, I can't come to your conclusion because I don't start where you start. It's like a person who I spoke with one time who was a Jehovah's Witness, who told me that they knew that they was right because they asked God for a sign and asked God to send them the true religion, and the Jehovah's Witness came knocking on their door. And my response to them was, well, anytime you ask God on a Saturday, Jehovah's Witness is going to come knocking on your door because that's their traveling day, all right? So that wasn't much of a sign. But they asked God for the true religion, and Jehovah's Witness came knocking on their door. Well, that's their starting place. And I want to say this prophetically. I never start my relationship with God, anything that I believe, based on my feelings, based on an encounter, based on a visitation. Because Jesus came out of the water after God had just spoke to him and said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. That was a visitation. That was an encounter that can't be denied. Yet when he fought the devil, he never referred to his encounter. He went straight to it is written. He never talked about, well, the Lord gave me a vision. The Lord spoke out of heaven. He never once said that. He said, it is written. So that's why I've made myself a student of the scripture. So that if somebody comes to me with a vision, I say, well, beautiful vision, baby. But here's what the word say. The word of God trumps anything that you feel, anything that you believe, the word of God is the final authority. And I really mean that. That's not me just saying what I'm saying. I'm saying that for real. Now, what I want you to notice in Mark 11:22 is that he said you have whatever you say. And that's the kind of praying I do. I do a lot of decreeing and declaring. And that's what I want us to do right now. I want us to decree that the month of May and the year of 2022 be a great year, be a year of favor, be a year of breakthrough. You have what you say. Now, you know where you are. Now, listen to me. This ain't time for you to be looking at me being cute. This is prayer time. It's not time for you to be wonderful. It's not time for you to sit there and tell them, I don't know. This is when we go to war. We're about to pray. This is when we call on the name of the Lord, and we know that we have whatever we say because God hears us. We pray. So I got some of you on this line in prayer, but I'm looking at some of you, and we're about to get in some prayer. And we're going to call on the name of the Lord because we're going to have whatever we say. That's what he promised. And we're declaring that 2022 be a year of favor. We're declaring that this month be a great month, that this week be a great week. You have what you say. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Now listen. Pray. I want you to clap. I want you to stomp, walk around, move, but let's pray these things through. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority. I'm going to see if I can lift this up. I did. Praise the Lord. Come on. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority. I declare 2022 be a year of divine favor. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And your word declares that it is the effectual fervent prayer. We're declaring that 2022 be a year of breakthrough, a year of change. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice, I declare that this will be a year of favor, a year of testimony, a year of breakthrough and change. Any spirit from my background that desires to take me out, I declare that whatever attack of the enemy that is waiting on me in 2022, I command that attack to backfire. I backfire every attack. I cancel every attack. I dismantle everything that the enemy would desire to rob me of in 2022. I override it. I destroy it. I cancel it. I dismantle it in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. We command favor. We command breakthrough. We command change. We command turnaround. We declare that the month of May be a month of increase, a month of divine increase, a month of breakthrough, a month of testimony, a month of turnaround, a month of healing, a month of breakthrough and change. I declare that I will not go under this month. I will not die this month. I will not be destroyed this month. I will not be mishandled. I will not be mistreated this month. This is my month of favor. This is my month of breakthrough. 2022 is my year of breakthrough. I declare. Favor is my breakfast. Favor is my lunch. Favor is my dinner. Favor is my garment. I walk in favor. I live in favor. I breathe favor. I eat favor. I drink favor. Favor in high places. Favor, according to Luke chapter 2, verse 15.
that my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my husband, my children, my finances will walk in favor. My wife will walk in favor. Hey, 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 Lebasha. Hey, Mika Dalama, Roboso Lumande, Mika Dibiki Zolo, Roboso Tulemande Lebe Kataya, Handini di Elebi Ohomasha. I commend favor. I decree favor. I decree favor over my family, over my nephews and nieces. I decree favor in my future, favor where I walk, favor all the days of my life. I declare that I walk in favor, and this year will be a year of breakthrough. This year will be a year of change. This year will be a year of turnaround. This year will be a year of abundance. I decree abundance. I decree turnaround. I decree breakthrough in the name of Jesus.
Prayer works. Don't care what nobody say. Now, we're going to pray another prayer. We're going to pray another prayer. And then we're done for today. And we're going to pray again at 6 p.m. tomorrow. You're going to call your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, and tell them to meet us here in prayer. Now, prayer works. Ah! I say prayer works. We believe in God for it. Proverbs chapter 13. Amen. I've been praying this. This has been in my spirit lately. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs 13. Look at what it says. Whoso despises the word, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is the tree of life. Let me tell you something. The devil wants you to believe God for something and have your heart broken. The enemy wants you to believe God for something and make you feel like it ain't going to come to pass. There are many things in your heart. You believe in them for a home. You believe them for your children. You believe them for your breakthrough, your business, your turnaround, whatever it is. And there are many things that you want to come to pass. And the enemy wants to defer it. Because once your hope gets deferred, the heart gets sick. And when your heart gets sick, it manifests everywhere else in your body. We are declaring today no delay, no postponement. Amen. We are declaring that everything that you're supposed to have this month, everything. No delay. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. No delay in my life. No delay concerning anything I'm supposed to receive this month. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Hey, hey, hey. Malabashatalama. Likondinimi andololobosa. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I declare no delay. I declare no postponement. I declare that everything that has been appointed by heaven, everything that has been appointed by heaven for my family, for my church, for my ministry, for my destiny, for my children, for my wife, for my name, for my legacy, in the name of Jesus, I declare that everything that I'm supposed to receive this month, I declare that everything that I'm supposed to receive this year, this week, no delay. I cancel every delay. I declare. Delay, loose my breakthrough, loose my house, loose my car, loose my son, loose my daughter. In the name of Jesus, I declare by divine authority that the spirit of delay that is hindering
spirit of delay that is hindering the deliverance of my son and daughter be dismantled. I break it. Anything that concerns my well-being, anything that I'm supposed to have this month, this year, this week, I cancel delay. I destroy delay. Anything that comes to postpone my job, postpone new money, postpone new doors, I declare that the spirit of delay and the stronghold of postponement be dismantled off my life, over my children, over KCC, over my house, and declare in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that's supposed to be delivered to me, no delay, no delay. I break the back of delay. I cancel delay. I override delay. I arrest delay and declare that delay is not my portion. Delay be rebuked. Delay, be paralyzed. Delay, I release an injunction against the spirit of delay. Hey, 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 I release a bomb against the spirit of delay and declare anything that is hindering my breakthrough, my turnaround, my shift, my change, be broken in the name of Jesus. Delay, be canceled. Delay, be destroyed. Delay, be dismantled. I rebuke it, and I declare that my son is delivered today. My daughter is free today. I am set free today. My children are set free today. All money that I'm supposed to receive this week, I break delay. All breakthrough that I'm supposed to receive this week, I break delay. Delay. Hey, belebe, liban kaladubasa. Lalebe, akalaman talabakutaya. Lebele diyansa dinimiki bankaladubusa. Rebis the Tulemande. Break, 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 break. I break the spirit of delay in the name of Jesus. Kalabasha. Ye mando. Onanana masike le mando lakuta. Bandili bidiala badala hazaya. Makosheme. Lebaso. Say what you want to say. You can't stop a man who prays. Delay, the Lord rebuke you. I cancel delay. For the rest of the day, bind delay. Rebuke delay. Every time it comes to your mind, cancel delay. Declare that this week is a week of favor, a week of breakthrough, a week of change, a week of turnaround. Hey, 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 you declare it. Hey, labashatala mandala kuzaya. Don't let nothing hinder you. And don't let nothing change it. Prayer. When you pray, you can't stop. This weekend, we are in Chicago, Illinois, at 3 South Laramie. We're at Apostle Abercrombie's Church, there in Chicago, West Side. You that need breakthroughs, you need to come pray. I know you want somebody to lay hands on you and give you one. Uh-uh. Pray it through. If you pray, you're going to stay. If you fast, what the old folks say, you're going to fast. Let's pray. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. Every evening, 6 o'clock, we're going to be right here in the same place. That anointing is flowing. I'm telling you, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. You are blessed today. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon comes against you is ever going to be able to prosper. I don't think that. I know it. I know that this is the greatest season of your life. And I'm challenging every one of you that can. I don't know no other places. Whoever else found there. Michigan. All of those surrounding areas.
meet me in Chicago at 3 South Laramie. I'm ready to receive. You can give by cash, or you can give it $BGCJR, Kingdom City Culture, whatever. I want you to go to the website, briancarn.com, sign up to be a part of the underground prayer movement. Wonder what we do? We pray. We go from city to city, and we pray. If you're not following me, follow me on all of my social media apps. Would you do that for me? Let's follow. Let's start. Let's get this prayer. All of my greatest attacks have come against me when I push the people of God in prayer. So I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on pushing prayer and calling on the name of the Lord. Because prayer works. You are blessed. You are favored. I'm so excited about your future. I know that this year is going to be a good year because you're going to decree it and declare it. I'm going to teach you some more things tomorrow. But God is the greatest power. And because God is the greatest power, guess what? You will never, ever, ever be defeated. Now, that's that seed of $12. I challenge everybody to sow that seed of $12 today. The only reason I repeated that is someone told me they didn't hear me. So if you're on Cash App, that's $PBCJR. Palestine Kingdom City Culture. That's briancarn.com or .org, however you want to do it. But let's sow in faith, believe in God for the supernatural. You are blessed. You're anointed. Favored. You can't be stopped. And I look forward to praying with you tomorrow evening. I'm going to teach you some secrets. You can get breakthrough in every area of life. You are blessed.